Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Come on.
Think I want to hit some horns.
Good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on the 21st day of April. I tell you, last weekend, getting ready to celebrate, I'm a menace. I say momentous, but you know, it's monumental day. I know y'all got ready for those taxes, and we got some things done. Actually, it was my birthday. Found out a lot last week about a lot of things, but We'll get to that. As always, read your African American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse for the news. We have Texas Metro and the Garland Journal. You got to be there to be there. That's what I love. A little time to talk about it. We have Dr. Rodriguez as we remember things that are going on here in the world. 7 years of the Black Press. Want to make sure that you all follow that as much as possible. Confusion this morning on the board, but we will continue. What's going on? So little time. I'm sure. If you go to get an e-blast, you can go to 214-941-0 every day. You can find out something about the community. Again, celebrating 197 years of the Black Press. Also, the NN, National Association of Folks, it is absolutely wonderful. Some of the things we will continue to do. And there's 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Rest in peace, Rico Wade, a pivotal bridge in hip-hop's 50-year history. And I read a little bit for it. Seems his title to one rap icon. But such was the vision of Dungeon family's cornerstone. It's National Jazz Appreciation Week, month, however you want to look at it. Just so many. So I tell you, having a little issue with some viruses. On the line, help us get rid of these viruses, I tell you. But those are the things that we're looking at this morning. Go to our website. And there are a lot of different things that you can get hold to. And shootings, oh my God, I hate to even report this part. Shootings that have been going on. We have to stop this. You know, we always talk about but what are we doing? What do we have to do? People who are just taking lives away, and little young brothers and sisters that are losing their lives, and we have to. You know, Washington, they sitting up with guns. They what dog it? Let's send the money to Memphis, Dallas, so that we can get some things straightened out. Travesty of what is going on throughout this country. So many lives are being lost. Innocent lives. Huh? Innocent lives. Bystanders. It's supposed to be. Which is very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. So we need legislation. Get these guns off the street. Get them off the street. You can't say that enough. And I just hate it. These little kids out here, just innocent bystanders on the street, getting shot. But some here, National Jazz Appreciation Month. We have, you can ride dart. You can catch all these on jazz. Here's a story. My truth, keep on pushing. Reverend Haynes resigned, but is still doing what Reverend Haynes do. We're going to keep up with that story of what he's doing. We're going to talk about D.C., some of the things that went on. We're going to get a few people and see how they feel about it. Our Attorney General Ken Paxton bid to dismiss ethics complaint. On the White House, is it the donkeys or the elephants, the Democrats or the Republicans? It remains to be seen. Hair and scalp analysis, and all of this here on our e-blast, reflections of a healthy equity, V. Alice Foster, and today you will get the Black Art Show at the African American Museum. Today is the last. You know, we're getting ready for here in the area, so folks, voting. It's very important. You learn today. These officers are almost never convicted of murder. You may have the difference in this case. After deliberation, jurors convicted former Box Springs police officer Roy shooting an unarmed 15-year-old black teenager. I remember that story down, oh man, several years ago. A 15-year-old was killed, and now they get into the case. Something is wrong with the system to delay all of this, all the scars that particular incident created, and the family this now. Oh, my God. 7. So we need some help. We need to get systems to get out going very, very quickly. I'm going to watch that. But the body cams, and even I remember people that were retreating and got shot. What is that all about? What is that all about? Retreating, going backwards. All right. And I'm basically just shaking my head. Can Trump get away? Can Trump get away? Any grosser, more orange? In all honesty, I think everyone really. But if you commit a crime, and I always stated that no one's above the law, and it really comes to fruition, because a lot of people think he's, and it's not fair to the American people. The people who don't have money can't get off. If they don't get off, it's because some of them are accused and don't have the money or things of that nature. Profile is the one that's going on in New York. Is that a microcosm of what America is about to be? Liberty and justice for all? Not just some. So we're going to... All right. For Miss Milk, fried chicken, cheese, candy yams recipe. You can find all that. That's what's cooking. Okay, national clean out your medicine cabinet. Have some old medicines, please. Close out. If you have little kids or anything, drop some pets. Medications. All right. Class of 24, Reginald Turner of Naaman Forest out of Garland Independent School District. May Day, community impact is going to come 2024, a day of giving back to the community. There's a lot going on, folks, and we want you to the business opportunities and stakeholders. We have that coming up. And we're going to be talking about the North Texas Transit, better known as the NTTA, the tollway, on that particular item. Stakeholder session. The NTTA Business Opportunity Stakeholder meet and connect with the NTTA board, executive leadership, business units about your current and future business opportunities. It's going to be lunch that's going to be served. It's going to be on April 30th at the Dallas, what is it, Dallas College West 3330 Northampton Road in Dallas 75212. The map on Hampton, right there in Oak Cliff, where you can go and you can find out about the NTTA, better known as your Morgan is our Sandra Douglas Morgan is the president of the Las Vegas Raiders. Making history. And yes, when you are of the Las Vegas Raiders, first black woman to hold a position in national, graduate of University of Nevada, Reno, with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science and Communication. She attended the William S. Boyd University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Born and raised in Vegas, she served in Nevada Gaming Control Board, the Las Vegas Super Bowl host for Allegiant Travel. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, a Jack and of America. The superb woman of the day, Sandra Douglas Morgan. Maybe we could get some tickets out of there. Some other viewpoints here. Making ends meet is hard enough without penalty. We're talking about the Internal Revenue. It's all about what happens. Dr. Bobby E. Mills has written a book about it. Only God approves your work. And can individuals truly be happy? A lot of that is going on. People are doing a lot of things on their own. Remember, those three things that we learned as a kid. You have to look, listen, and think. And feel, but we're going to change the narrative and think. You know, a picture is worth a thousand words. You can look at a picture. It may mean something to others. It may mean. It's just all who is telling the story. And I quote, life be defeated, end quote. Let me read that one more time. And I quote, you will face many things in life, but never let it yourself be defeated. Awesome. Some of the other things we'll cover, calendars. It was going fast. Seemed like it just got started. And we are now on the 21st day of April. Last Monday was a big day. All those well wishes I got, I thank you so much. Help us to grow. Donate. No amount is too little. Our business spotlight is about transformation journey. Okay? As we make this journey, the average of health and wellness company, Valencia Williams, a.k.a. Coach Pete, holistic approach, any other. You may need coaching assistance to lose weight. She can assist you You may need to change of eating. Well, Valencia is over 20 years of professional cooking experience. That is our business spotlight. The former leader of Operation Push, Douglas Haynes III of Friendship West Baptist, announced 100 days of buying black in acknowledgement of the 100th commemoration of the Tulsa Race Massacre. He joined the movement and marks 100 days of just featuring black businesses. And we decided that we would keep this going, and it must be going. So enjoy reading about the black-owned businesses we support. We're still going strong today, and recognition from the National Newspaper Publishers Association for our efforts. Terrence J., Michael Vault, Stanley Fullover. Okay, I like that one. Sylvia Bond, Dale Tucker, LaShonda Marshall. There's a Metro salute to Pastor Rizzola Law, receives the 2024 South Dallas Business and Professional Women's Club Inc. Trailblazer Award. There's so much is going on, time to talk about it as we approach trying to get some folks in this morning to talk about various things throughout our now enrolling pre-K through 12th grade, legacypreparatory.com. LPCA is a tuition-free state-funded charter school designed to meet the needs of each individual scholar and inspire critical thinking. Our new tech network trick, providing engaging lessons, outcomes that matter to culture. The LPCA academic programs include based learning, trilingual education, being Spanish, English, and Chinese, a better name. Student graduates with National Industry Certificate, Career and Technical Education Credit, Career Tracks, Free Course, College Courses, Start CA, Legacy, Preparatory, and get on their website. That's going on. You're looking at how HBCU athletes impacted by the transfers. I tell you, you have a lot of kids like colleges and universities, and we must. Again, you can you do by calling 449-410-110 and you can get your pricing. So there's a lot going on, folks, and we get some things going here. There's callers that are going to be coming in here about the gun violence. I need our from to tackle this. It's a travesty of all the lives due to gun violence. It kind of sticks a lot when there is somebody that you know. Why should it take that much for us to get some voting in, some legislation where we... I know it's a black market. I hate to use the word black on it. But there is a market out. They're using protection. You look at the schools. And I know every school in this country is really prepping or trying to keep bringing them, hiding them on the campus, inside the whole nine yards, things that they're going through. Hopefully we can get some word out on some things involved so that we can make sure that when these kids go to school, they're safe, what is needed. All right, last week I did not give you the report, but I will give you a report all the way through the 21st, which is today. We'll start out starting on the 7th. At the end of that particular show, we did not talk about what happened on April 7th. Six people, including three teenagers, were struck by gunfire at an event center parking lot in Uptown as they were fired on the street. On the same day in D.C., the third marking of shooting three men in Bellevue neighborhood of Southwest D.C. Oklahoma City on the 7th. Four people involved. One was killed. Three were injured. Four bystanders to a fight in the Grand Portland neighborhood were shot and killed. In Tampa, three women were injured in a verbal altercation between two groups of teenagers near Amateur Works in Tampa Heights. A teenager was involved in the shooting also. And that's not too far where I grew up from. Wow. Washington, D.C., the fourth incident. Four others were injured, including two children in Northeast D.C., Florida. Four men were shot, one fatally, near an apartment complex during the evening hours of a targeted attack. Come on, folks. We have to lean on our legislators to get this gun under control, literally. Too many teenagers are getting guns. If you can't drink 21, you can't buy guns to 21. If you're allowing kids to get guns, it's a dark market for it, and have better gun control. And for some of you parents that may have guns to protect your fortress, I can't, but put it in a lockbox. Put it in a place where your grandkids can't get to it. That is the thing we need to do. On the 13th of April in Wayne, Arkansas, a man was killed and nine others were injured in a shooting party during the evening hours. Again, one was killed, nine injured, a total of 10 people involved in Wayne, Arkansas. On the 13th, the 6th of the year, here in April, not even one a month. This is one a month. We need none a month. A child was killed in Tennessee, three children were injured in three shooters. During a family gathering in the back of the yards in the south side of Chicago. Albany. Call it Albany. But down in Georgia, it's Albany. A fight at a nightclub between gang members related when a man fires shots in the crowd, striking four during the early morning hours. Coldwater, Mississippi. A man was killed and three others were injured in the shooting at a home during the morning hours. Nashville, Tennessee, the third reported incident. An argument between two individuals escalated into a shooting that left six people injured near a nightclub in South Nashville. Dallas, Texas, the second shooting. A shooting to have stemmed from a gang violence killed a woman and injured eight others after a large party went into the street in South Dallas. I'm going to come back to that one. There's some things associated with that that I could talk about. And we'll come back to that. Richmond, Virginia, three others were injured in a shooting outside the home of Montrose Heights neighborhood in Richmond, Virginia. Third incident for New Orleans, Louisiana, a shooting at a nightclub in the Lower Garden District killed a woman and injured 11. Hopkinsville, Kentucky, a drive-by shooting outside the county health department office, wounded juveniles. Sampson County, North Carolina, a man was killed and three others were in South Clinton. New York City, the fourth recorded incident, a person was killed and three were injured by two shooters riding scooters in the Mount Eden neighborhood of the Bronx. A fight among a group of people escalated into a shooting that wounded four in the evening hours. Greenbelt, Maryland. Around 500 students gathered at a park senior skip day for a war gun fight. One fight coming over fire with an actual gun. Five teenagers. Washington, D.C., the fifth recorded in the year. A drive-by shooting outside a convenience store in the Trinidad neighborhood of Northeast D.C. wounded four, including a teenager. Weirton, West Virginia, a man fatally shot two women at a home before committing suicide. The third shooting from Memphis happened on yesterday. 16 people were shot. Two men being killed at a large block party held at a park in the Orange Mound neighborhood. At least two people opened fire. Gun control. We talk about we are not getting our people in Washington to help us have gun control. Too many innocent lives. If we look at the gun control from 1968, this legislation regulated interstate commerce in firearms, including importation and prohibited persons, end quote, and licensing provisions. ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. What are we doing? Now, I don't hold anybody responsible but myself. We find a lot of shootings in our neighborhood. How are the guns getting there? I don't think Smith and Wesson, Glock. People make these guns. How do they get to our neighborhoods? In stores? The sole aren't not by Academy or other stores. You buy guns. Getting the guns, being infiltrated. Again, we don't control the planes or the trains, and these items are being shipped to our neighborhood. We buy. Come on, folks. There's so much going on, so much potential of people that we are not preserving their future. So what do you do? Parents, if you have a gun, you put it up. Nobody knows. I read, if I'm just looking at numbers alone, 40 people from the last time we were on the air or before. The whole month of April, and we look at it, okay, I've already counted 20, 34, 44, 51, 51, 65, 70, 85, 91, 100, 116, 120, 128, 32, 37, 41, 45, 60 shootings or victims of shooting. Washington. We worried about who's running the White House. What are you doing for America? We need legislation. We need legislation. We need to get these people in place so that we don't have these guns going around the country being shot. What do we do? Travesty. A true travesty. We constantly are getting kids shot, innocent people are being hurt. What do you do? You need to call your and let them know what the heck is going on. Just too many deaths, too many young people getting shot. Periods in their sentences before they even get a chance to express themselves. And when I say period, just if it's a comma, you end that thought and you continue. And then you continue your thought. When it's a period in your sentence, the thought is complete with no return. That thought is completed just like lives are completed. Period. Gun control. Again, here in Memphis just yesterday. And it breaks my heart. 16 people were shot. 2 were killed. At a large block party held in the park in the neighborhood. Come on. In the bulk, like you and I. How do we go? You look at this gun control. 58. I'll read it again. Makes it unlawful to dispose of firearms or ammunition. Any person who is prohibited receiving or possessing firearms or ammunition. 1968. 24. Who's going to step up? Kids are getting guns at 18. But we put this in the hand of a child. Let them get to 21. Again, you regulate what you want to regulate, Washington. We are begging on our legislators. Call your legislators, whether it's city, county, national. We need something on the books. Let's put some interest back into our own country. Let's look out for our future. I think about the young man, go back to Charlottesville. You're going to mow down somebody. You're 18 years old. And now come to think of it, that has been almost 8 years ago. You mow down people. You're 18. We're going to give you and say that they're 36. At that particular time, 18-year-old, you weren't even thought of. And your parents barely was thought of the 50th anniversary. Because if I add your stuff together, you're just over 50. 18 and giving your dad the benefit. When we use these assault rifles, use, why are we allowing that in our country? You know, we're hunting. No. If you use it when you go hunting, what are you bringing? There's not going to be much of Bambi left when you're hunting. So you know you're not hunting game. At least that game. A lot of people are hunting people. Hunting people who may look like you. But it's a travesty that we have to report every single violence that's going on. I thought, unfortunately, where one of the representatives got carjacked in D.C. The one that would strike up and support from the rest of his colleagues about gun control. There are a lot of guns in the community right now. But as I mentioned earlier, we do not own. Clock. They're producing and they know they have an audience. These guns, get them to the community in any fashion they can. A report every single Sunday that somebody has died. Talk to your legislators. As a parent, if you even have a firearm, put it where your grandkids can't get it. I had a gun in my house growing up. They let us know. I'm just saying, curiosity is what getting a lot of the kids. It was in our top in a red box, a snub-nosed 38. And I'm too young to find out what the history was about that gun. If I went in my parents' room, I didn't walk near the closet at all. But as I got older, we talked about guns, being able to shoot a gun. All right, as I got older. Moment, but I will tell you this. When we had watch night at church, I would go outside, get the gun. When they start ringing the bell, a lot of things I can't put in my resume. That's been many moons ago. When they start ringing the bell, now how ironic is this? My dad was ringing the bell at the church to signify that midnight here was in place. I would go and I would fire the gun out in the parking. Not proud of it, but that's what it was. I didn't go out and fire it. Fired the gun, probably the only time the gun got fired. And now these kids are getting guns with no training. They feel that turning it sideways will help their accuracy, shooting innocent people. Grandparents, we must talk about it. Let the kids know what it is there for. You know, curiosity kills the cat. Lock it, folks. Put the lock on the trigger. Be safe with these arms. I'm telling you, too many. Again, yesterday in Memphis, 16 people affected. 16 people affected by two people with firearms. Killing two people, 14 injured. And we go back. Let me go in New Orleans. Go back about a week. 11 people in Chicago. I don't know where Wayne is. I'll tell you here shortly. It's the county seat in the largest city across County Arkansas. Down in the northeast corner. But it doesn't hometown, right where I live, 5 minutes from where I grew up, and they have, and I'm going to read that for you, three women were in between two groups, teenagers, into shooting near Amateur Works, over in Tampa Heights. Was involved in the shooting, was also injured, and then later arrested. This is along the river in Tampa. It was a nice neighborhood, a lot of kids that were fortunate. It was very few when we were in that area. Four black families. And that was it. Now there are more. Remember when we moved on the water. Four families. And now, property, you go across the bridge on the other side of the other shore, and they're shooting at a public event. Something is wrong. Call your legislators, start on the local, we have to do. But we have to put things in perspective. We have to protect those 10-year-olds, kids that can't do anything for themselves because they're innocently being shot. Gun control. Come on, watch. Come on, Washington. That's all I can say about that one. But again, so much is going on. We talked about the NTT, North Texas Transit Authority, its acronym, having business opportunities. If you're interested, please go by. Still, it's big. A lot of our goods that we enjoy on a daily basis are either brought here by ships, trains, planes, automobiles, whatever the case. Interesting. It's going to be at 3330 North Hampton Road. And it's at the Dallas College, West Dallas. Right there in West Dallas. Go by and just learn. Get some opportunities. I'm telling you, these whole roads are getting bigger. The North Dallas Tollway, basically to Oklahoma. And it's a sliding scale. It is so cheap now to get on the tollway during the week. People are a little bit more active. They're going to go up on the price. I know we tollway in George Bush 3-4 times. It's about 8:57 You're listening to the World live from Studio A this morning. I had a beautiful activity on yesterday, and I see I have one of the participants as well. And, if he has the opportunity, if you just press one, kind of tell us how you felt about it. He had a man cave, folks. You know, you had all men just kind of health, talking about all kind of issues as it relates to our men. Now, I applaud the women because they talk about things that interest them. They talk about things as it interests them. As far as our men going to care. Our focus was actually on the military, but I took a lot back because a lot of guys, we do not have conversation about health care. I want to thank Mr. Alonzo Price, Ms. Childress, Ms. Chavez, Mr. Hill, all those folks for getting me involved. They know I love to talk about these things that we can help somebody. That's the key thing. They can say a lot about me, Jesus Christ too. But the thing is, I'm about bettering. You know, my mission is to make a change, make people look at things. And we had some dialogue on yesterday with things were brought to the surface that were all hidden. Had the gentleman speaking out about their. And we're going to get Mr. Price on here. Good morning, Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Drew, up here in Oklahoma City for my grandson game this morning. Yeah, I just want to thank you for taking time out to share your knowledge and expertise as it relates to, you know, us men and dealing with our health. It was a very worthwhile engagement with us men. And I want to thank you for providing that important information for all the men. And I know it was geared towards the military, but it serves us as a whole because we can check up on our car and get oil changes, tune-ups, tire rotations, everything, but, you know, won't check up on our health. So I just thank you for taking time out to share and engage with us as it relates to our Man Cave event. So thank you, Mr. Wiggins, for all your support and the advice that you gave us on yesterday.
And I may not have served, but my mission had a grandfather too. My dad served. One of the first black officers that had to take a lot of back in the day. And he survived, so he did a little bit of career and migrated down to Tampa. At least that's the only city I know. And so I really felt like I was a part of the family, not only just working with vets every day, but having relatives that have served. I have an uncle that served in served and actually married my aunt down in Tampa. So I just feel it's the men and women who serve our country to protect our honor and our border. It was just a pleasure. I could have given more. Again, when you look out at the faces, I was looking, okay, now how answer myself? Because you know how humorous I can be about things. I'm sure it wasn't much humor, just wanted to give facts. And if we could save one life, in that room from yesterday, then it would be well worth it. Getting our vets who have served our country for our veterans. And healthcare is a key in general. You know, we talked to yesterday again about the hesitance about seeking healthcare. And just not in the military, but just men and. You know, I talked about how important it was for me to have to deal with our veterans and their wives come because the wives say things that they never get out. They are very supportive of their and just in walks of life. If you're married, how your wife is making sure that you're doing everything. So again, thank you for the opportunity. I want to thank the group that hosts there at the Tarrant County building there. I'm sure that's where they paid traffic tickets, so I made sure I wouldn't be back in there unless I wanted to be back in that building by the speed limit. But very informative. Again, I thank you, and I always will express, if you ever need him, don't hesitate.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Definitely.
All right. And good luck. Good luck with your grandson's game. Tell him, follow through. Reach over when he shoot. Reach over. So that way I know he's following all the way through on his shot.
Definitely let him know.
All right. Thank you so much. You can still hang on. You can press 1 and we'll get you if you want to come. All right. We have a caller here. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the world of what's going on in your world?
Yes, Mr. Duro, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Yes. This is Brother Mike. I want to see if we can talk about the Middle East crisis, since you have a program to vote according to Duro. Do you want me to talk about the Middle East crisis and Ukraine and et cetera, or I cannot?
And speak up just a little bit. I'm getting a bad reception on this end.
Oh yeah. I think do you want me to call back to see if we can do better?
Turn up my speaker here. I'm just trying not to drown out my mic. But go ahead. It was a lot clearer.
You know, Middle East crisis right now between Israel and Iran, and World War III is already started. We have seen 350 missile drones hit Israel, and also Israel has attacked Iranian nuclear facilities very close to it. Not yet 100%, but you know, very close to it. And there was a big airport and few other locations. So that's World War III from that point. Then we have World War III from Ukraine and, of course, Russia.
Russia, okay? Correct.
Yeah, Russia. And then last night, Ukraine attacked Russia, and now Russia, some part of Russia is in total darkness. I don't know if they use EMP over Russia, or there was multiple attacks on infrastructure of Russia, and especially for electric and power grid. So what has happened, Putin is very, very pissed off right now. He has sent at least one submarine east of New York. And also the sniffer planes hunting the submarine has not yet returned with any kind of evidence yet. And we are also, China is going to grab Taiwan very soon, because Taiwan is not far away from China, you know. And if we own different islands, Virgin Islands, thousand miles away, belong to United States. So, of course, it is the Chinese right to own that island which belonged to them long time ago. And due to some kind of events at one point, kind of they got separated, but now they want it back. So it's like Russia. Ukraine was part of
right.
Russia.
Right, Ukraine back, right.
Right, correct.
Uh-huh.
So,
let me say this.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about, again, you talk about Russia, you talk about Ukraine. Of course, when we looked at the same age as I am, when we learned about this USSR and that block that they had where Ukraine was part of it, and then once they got to understand that, it also with China and Taiwan, all those in the Far East, receive their independence. It seems like now, this is my view, that people are trying to turn back the hands of time. So what has become, I know that over here in America, there's some restraints of things that we have that we try to make. But the way the world is going now, everybody's trying to regain established. Because we all know about Starling, and we learned in school. Ukraine feel that it's almost like domino. A domino has been hit, and now they feel they have the resources whatever they want. I feel in this world, we should have the freedom to do what we like. You know, I'm not about hurting people. That's my personal plea.
Right. But my point, you keep cutting off what's going on today with BTR. Is this the BTR issue, or is this a little bit from your side, maybe? Or because you keep cutting, my friend.
Okay. It could be just the connection. Is that better?
Okay. Right now, of course, it's much better now. Much better than before. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and I apologize.
So Yeah, that's fine, my friend. Just I want to make sure, because we are talking, I want everybody have a good audio, my friend. And so basically, you see, I want you guys to know Cyrus the Great freed the Jewish people from slavery when Concord, Constantinople, about over 2,500 years ago, and give them money to reestablish their own houses, etc. But this time told them, hey, make it big, so next time you don't get slaves again, okay? And so we are the children of the Cyrus the Great. I want for your listeners to know that Ayatollahs are different from Iran. Ayatollahs are not Iranian. Ayatollah Khomeini, the first one who came by the power of European Union and British Empire, you know, to Iran. And when he was landed by the free ride from Air France, and reporters, they asked Ayatollah Khomeini, he says, well, sir, you know, you come after 40 years in exile. What's your feeling? He said, I don't have any feelings. So the country was given to a stupid, dumb man who is not from Iran, who is not from anywhere of the dynasty of the Cyrus the Great. And then he really screwed it up. And now 90% of Iranians in Iran are hostages of the Ayatollahs. It's the same as North Korea. You see, North Korean people are very nice people. But the Kim Jong is the issue. So same thing in Iran. Iranian people, we love United States. We love everywhere, you know. I'm sure you remember 1979, Iran was like Western country. I mean, nobody you have any kind of issues. If somebody wants to put hijab, okay, they put a hijab, but majority they don't put hijab on their face, woman in Iran at that time. So anyway, bottom line is the situation is Ayatollahs are different. Iranian people are themselves are like North Korean people are under same fascist regime. And then what has happened, you know, in the news they say, oh, Iran attack Israel. No, Iran did not attack. Iran means the whole. But they should replace Iran with Ayatollah. What do you think, my friends? Am I right or wrong?
I think you're correct. I think you're correct. But the thing is, I pay attention to a lot of going on. It seems like a vicious cycle, and maybe vicious is too strong. It just seems like that circle of life continues to revolve around where we started is where we're going to end up on this globe through time. And you see people trying to get back of the way it is. And with the way things are today, we're a little bit more educated in a lot of these countries. And you look at America, the same thing. We think it's the land of milk and honey in America. And then you have your two-party system fighting for supremacy. So it is a global issue with a lot of countries. And this is me, I no reflection of the station itself. I pray that we work together for harmony, we work together for peace, because there are too many lives of being innocent lives or being lost in what we're doing in this world.
Absolutely, Mr. Drew. Yes, sir. You know, we have to look for similarities and differences, my friend. You know, right now you are XYZ state and I am in Singapore, Mike from Singapore. So therefore, you know, this is a difference. I cannot solve it. There's nothing I can do. I am in Singapore. You are in XYZ state in United States of America, okay? So instead of you look for differences, we should look for similarities, which we have a lot right now. I mean, you see, once we talk without emotions, once we talk without, you know, taking a really side, we can, people of United States can come in unity and love and peace. But there is a big problem, and that big problem is British imperialism that destroyed Iran, destroyed Argentina, destroyed over 100 countries around the globe, and they are behind all this mess. We in right now, United States has no political solution between Trump and Joe Biden, president of USA right now, there is no solution. Both of them belong to the same entity, but little bit of difference. That's all. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. It seems like years ago, everything was a little bit more simpler, and I know every country had their own, whether it was dictatorship, socialism, they had. And I think with all the technology today and to see what's going on around the world, we think about when we were younger, we only heard what we have gotten a few things via television. But now if something happens, the world knows within a minute.
Right.
Okay, so that's the technology. We're not interfering, but making us aware. But, you know, conflict after conflict, one of the other guests brought this to my attention, that we're so technology-advanced, but in some instances that we're morally deficient.
Absolutely. And also, you know, instead of, they love, we fight between each other. You know, we have so many other channels here. People go there, fight between each other. Oh, we cannot take this shit anymore. Love, 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 love. We can bring Trump. But they think that the Trump is the real solution. I mean, Trump himself is in deep shit right now. I mean, how can you bring somebody that is already says that on the first day of my election, on the January 1st or January 4th, I think. Sorry, January 4th, usually they sworn
the
president.
He said, the 7th.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, January 7th. Sorry, you're right. He said, I will be a dictator in the United States. So when he says that, who in the good mind wants him? I don't understand it. Go ahead, sir.
But see, that's democracy over here. And there are a lot of things. I try to be as neutral as possible. People who you want in. A lot of people are leaning to the left. Some are leaning to the right. For the country. And not for political or personal gain, for the country. And we've had our ups and downs and in-betweens with various presidents over time. And we can go back in history and just review that Sanders. Okay. And we're all human. I mean, we're not robots. So I do have to look out for the whole of the country and what's best for the country and not for the individual. And a lot can be said about that. But I want to thank you. I ask that you continue to listen. We have a doctor that's scheduled to come on now and want you to listen. But thank you again. Where are you calling from?
Singapore, my friend. Mike from Singapore.
I thank you.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? You have put a stamp on my title, The World According to Drew. I thank you so much.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you. And peace and unity, and I'm again, I say to Americans, you know, don't fall for the trap. The British imperialism, division is war. Division is bad for the country. Division is bring us a law, and then China and Russia can put their troops, land on the United States, and occupy us and enslave us. Instead of British Empire does. So either way, we are screwed because their job is to screw United States like they did Iran, Iraq, and over 100 countries, you know. And if we go back to history, please read the history of Argentina, Pinochet, Mussolini, Hitler, and other ones. You will realize what the hell is going on in the United States now. We need to love each other, and regardless of who the hell becomes the next one, you know, just take it 4 years, and if you don't like the other guy, XYZ, kick his ass and bring somebody else. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Couldn't have been better. Wow. Wow. You never know who's listening. And thank you so much for anyone to come on. You know, just always be respectful. He was very respectful in his. And that's what we want. And when I started this many years ago, I wanted people where we could express and talk and get the beat of this country. Again, we're all across the world. This tickle pink that people are really listening. When I took on the name own world, but now we see we're quite global, and thank you so much. But it is that time of day. It is 22 minutes after the hour. Again, you're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew live from Studio A, and I want to bring in Dr. Rodriguez. Thank you for your patience this morning. You're live. Unmute.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I know we were supposed to bring you on maybe about 20 minutes ago, but we had a caller that gave some very good information.
Oh, yeah,
a good global perspective.
Okay, this morning I was going to talk about citric acid. Now, I'm giving you a chance to look it up on the internet, Andrew.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm with you.
Okay. Now, you know, citric acid is a weak acid, and it's found naturally in most of your citric fruits, you know, like lemons, limes, grapefruits. Because if you've ever sunk your teeth into a lemon or a grapefruit, you've tasted citric acid. But,
okay,
of course, we already know that your manufacturers add man-made versions of it to your processed foods. They add it to your medicines, and they use it to treat health issues like kidney stones. But even though I'm telling you it's like in those sour citric fruits, all plants and animals have a small trace of citric acid in it. All your packaged foods and non-food items like cosmetics and cleaning products, they also contain citric acid.
Wow.
But the ones in your cosmetics and your cleaning products, those are a manufactured version, not the type that you find in nature. Now, I'm going to tell you about the artificial sources and uses of citric acid. Now, the citric acid that's added to your food, your drinks, your medication, your personal care products, and your cleaning products is artificial. And although you can, although citric acid can be manufactured from citric fruit, the process is cost effective. And therefore, it can't be carried out on that industrial level. That's why they use the man-made version of it. Now, it's estimated that 70% of your global citric acid production is in your food and your beverage industry. And then, like, 20% of the man-made citric acid is used by cosmetics and pharmaceutical industries. And then the remaining 10% can be found in your cleaning products and your detergents. Now, in the food industry, citric acid is often added to packaged foods and drinks because it helps keep the canned and jarred foods fresh over long periods of time, and it also gives them a brighter color. And it can prevent some kinds of fresh-cut produce, like, you know, sliced apples, from turning brown. Citric acid can also help thicken foods, and it gives them a sour flavor. And that's why you see citric acid listed as an ingredient in ice cream, sorbets, sodas. Now, in addition to preserving the food's color, texture, and taste, citric acid can increase the acidity of your food. And by increasing the acidity of your food and your drinks, this prevents growth of mold, mildew, bacteria, and fungus. And then a lot of our canned and jarred foods contain citric acid to prevent the growth of Clostridium botulism. And that's a dangerous bacterium that causes botulism. Now, in our alcohol, citric acid is used to balance out the acid in your food or your drinks. Winemakers sometimes add just a little bit to their products to improve the taste. Now, in the pharmaceutical industry, citric acid is a pH corrector and is used as an antioxidant to preserve your vitamins, your minerals, and it enhances absorption. It's also often used in a combination with sodium bicarb to create your fizzy tablets or your fizzy powders. Now, the effervescence can make certain compounds taste a little better, especially when made with citric acid, because that citric acid gives off a citric flavor, and these fizzy tablets tend to dissolve and work quickly in the body. and that improves palatability of the medicines by masking the bitter taste of the active ingredients. Citric acid is added to numerous personal care products, and that includes your shampoo, your hairspray, and cosmetics, and this increases their shelf life. It's also present in many skincare products because this helps increase your skin's elasticity and firmness. Now, even some creams include citric acid to help clear up skin infection, you know, like pimples and things like that. Now, other citric acid drugs that you take by mouth can lower the amount of acid in your urine, and this helps prevent kidney stones. Citric acid, such as potassium citrate, can often treat or prevent chronic kidney stones. It also helps increase urine citrate to avoid calcium stones and decrease urine acidity, preventing uric acid and cystone stones. You can consume citric fruit or diluted lemon juice concentrate as a natural remedy for the stone prevention. You can also take citric acid from metabolic acidosis. That's just a buildup of acid in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a supplement, citric acid is often added to minerals to help improve their absorption, like mag citrate. And I know we're all familiar with mag citrate. It's made by combining citric acid with magnesium oxide. Now, studies have noted that citric magnesium citrate is absorbed better than the chelated magnesium and the magnesium oxide. Now, another study noted that calcium citrate is the most easily absorbed calcium supplement. You can take it on an empty stomach because you don't have to worry about stomach acid. It's going to automatically dissolve because of the citric acid. Citric acid also protects against inflammation because, you know, naturally occurring citric acid is an antioxidant. And all that means is that it protects your cells from damage caused by free radicals. And, you know, antioxidants can also help protect against inflammation and signs of aging. Now, in your personal care products, when manufacturers mix acid with other ingredients, they form a compound called the alpha hydroxide acid, AAH, and that helps smooth your skin. AAHs are chemical exfoliators, and they're commonly added to skincare products to help peel away dead skin, revealing that fresh new skin underneath it. Now, low concentrations of the citric acid may help improve skin tone, texture, and unclog pores by promoting cell turnover. I've even seen and this is a long time ago because you have to remember that I'm old. I've seen people use lemon juice.
You're seasoned. You're not old.
Seasoned. I've seen people use lemon juice on their freckles to decrease their freckles on their face.
Okay.
Now, high doses may have adverse effects and cause skin irritation, but it's in most of your cosmetics and toiletries. It's in lipstick, hairspray, deodorant, because it helps them last longer. They can stay on the shelf longer. Now, with your household cleaners, it can be used to clean food equipment and to eliminate buildup and lingering flavors, because that citric acid eats away at hard water buildup. And you often see it in dishwasher detergent, and you can see it in other household cleaners as an ingredient because it removes stains and odors. Now, as a metal chelating agent, and that's just a compound, it binds tightly to metal ions, a citric acid cleaner can effectively remove those hard water stains, calcium deposits, rust stains, and soap scum. So if you need to remove any of that, like from your sink, you know, a little lemon juice would, you know, do wonders. Now, since citric acid...
You said that it would reduce rust? Is it active on rust as well?
You know those rust stains and calcium deposits that you sometimes have in your sink?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually take a little citric acid and, you know, scrub it off.
Okay.
And it'll look just like brand new.
All right.
Now, citric acid kills some types of bacteria and viruses. You find it in insect sprays, products that kill fungus or algae, hand sanitizers, and even some tissues you use to blow your nose. Now, research suggests it effectively protects against many viruses. That includes the human norovirus. Citric acid can safely remove toxins from polluted soil, and it can even clean up nuclear waste, you know, just in case you were wondering about that.
Yeah, I was wondering about nuclear waste, yes.
Your nuclear waste, yeah, and polluted soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are many reasons to add citric acid to your food, your medicines, or other products. For one, it preserves food. It's used to keep your food on your shelves fresher for longer periods. And, like, mm-hmm. I know you've seen your grandmama, maybe your mother, you've seen them add a little lemon juice or a little lime juice to preserves, pretty much. It's like if they're canning let me see what we used to can. We used to can pears and, let's say, peaches, and we would add just a little lime juice to them.
Okay.
And it keeps your cosmetics and other products fresh longer. Citric acid. Huh?
I said I did not know that. I thought they were trying to make a little lemonade or lime juice. But look, we had so many trees. But you know,
make them stay on the shelf.
Right. I would see that. We had a particular fruit in our yard we call a
mm-hmm.
bittersweet. And this particular bittersweet had the appearance of an orange,
mm-hmm.
but had the bitterness of a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mom used to put it when she was cooking meats, everything, you know, kind of the garnishing there. And then my
mm-hmm.
grandfather, you think about born in 19... I think it was 1905.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a farm in Georgia, South Florida. It was South Georgia, North Florida. And
mm-hmm.
he would bring a lot of things to fruition. And just a sidebar here, he used to make his own wine. So a cousin of mine, we used to sit there and see how he used to sip out the fermented grapes. So
mm-hmm.
one day we decided we're going to taste it. And I think I woke up maybe after about 5 or 6 hours that I could remember.
Wow.
Well, that being said, there were a lot of things. And I remember even when she did some canning of things, actually, let me get back to the story about that bittersweet we had. The appearance of an orange, and it looked like, it tasted like a lemon. He grafted. And graft, folks, is when you put a little hole in the tree and took a tangerine stem or limb, put it in the side of the tree, and maybe about 2 or 3 years, that bittersweet became very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Just from grafting. And that kind of stirred my interest in ag, because I think all the years of you know, just being with my grandparents, agriculture was their thing. They would, I mean,
mm-hmm.
they had a garden. I told you they made their own wine and moonshine, if that's what you want to call it. Yeah, you could have
mm-hmm.
some of that stuff in there. I didn't know any better. I was young. You probably could have started the car with it. That's how strong it was it, to me. But I was a shorty. So, but again, but you know what lemons can do growing up in a state where citrus is high, very high.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it had this many uses. Uses. Ooh, I get it.
It has lots. I haven't even finished it all, but.
Go ahead.
Now, citric acid is used in your medicines, like I said, to kill bacteria and lower the acid in urine. It also has an effect on your glucose metabolism disorders. It's real good for hyperlipidemia. And I don't know, one of the things that we recommend if you have a stroke is for you to take a statin. Now, now statins and quite a few medications are, they interact with grapefruits. So, you know, like you have your statin drugs, and then you have some of your high blood pressure medications like Procardia and Adalat. And Adalat is just like, it's like for high blood pressure. And then some of your organ transplant rejection drugs, they react real badly to grapefruit. But let's say you're not taking a let's say you're not taking any of those drugs. If you're not taking any of those drugs, like I said, citric acid has an effect on glucose metabolism disorders that induce your hyperlipidemia. And I know if you're on some types of glucose metabolism disorder medications, then most of the time you're on a statin also, because some of these drugs do induce hyperlipidemia. Now, a 40-day lab experiment showed that citric acid significantly decreases your liver index, and it reduces your levels of triglycerides, your total cholesterol, and your low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. And it increases your high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Now, you add citric acid. Well, citric acid decreases blood glucose and insulin resistant index, as well as increasing insulin sensitivities. These findings suggest that citric acid can regulate your blood lipid levels and hyperlipidemia, and it reduces the resistance induced by this state, and it improves insulin sensitivity. But also, you can't actually use citric acid if you're on any of these medications. So that's it in a nutshell for medicine. But it also removes tough stains, like we were talking earlier about rust and the water damage you could have, like in your sink. Now, I use it to clean my coffee maker, my water distiller, and then I also use it when I'm cleaning my mushroom and my hydroponic garden. So I use it. It cleans really well. You just put it in there, put just a little bit of water, and it cleans all the buildup and the grime off of your products that you're using.
Okay.
Now, citric acid is generally recognized as a safe food additive, and it's created from black mold. And as most people know, black mold can cause allergies, respiratory problems, and chronic disease. Now, this is where we get the manufactured citric acid from black mold. Now, some people have reported increased inflammatory symptoms after consuming some foods or medicines with manufactured citric acid. Now, the Aspergillus niger is a known allergen. Therefore, you may react to foods containing this artificial citric acid if you have a mold allergy. The sugar used to produce the citric acid often comes from corn, so you may react to citric acid if you have a corn allergy. Now, the high acid content of natural and manufactured citric acid may erode your tooth enamel over time. So if you like when you're eating lemons, limes, grapefruits, you know you need to rinse your mouth out. Now, skin products with citric acid may irritate some people, particularly those with super sensitive skin. And, Andrew, I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember this, but ever since the 1930s, women have been using like a half a grapefruit and an unbuttered piece of toast to lose weight. Not sure if you can remember anybody doing that, but I know I can, and I have. How about you?
I can't recall. That's a good response in court. I can't recall.
You can't
you know what? I can see that. And what to help you lose weight?
Yeah, and remember I was telling you all the benefits of citric acid. So it also will keep your lipidemia, well, it'll keep the, it actually gets rid of the fat in your system. And it helps your cholesterol and all this good stuff. People used to eat a half a grapefruit before they would, you know, consume their breakfast. And if they were on a diet, all they would have is an unbuttered piece of toast for breakfast with some coffee, some black coffee.
Now, it's funny that you say that, Dr. Rodriguez. It's funny that you say that. We had a grocery store I called out in the yard. We had a grapefruit tree. We had a tangerine. We had an orange. I told you about the bittersweet. And we used to have grapefruits quite a bit. I've gained only a few pounds since I've been an adult. But back in the day, I was lit. I guess for all the grapefruits that we had eaten, they're very good.
Yeah.
Add this. And here's a question, and I found out the answer. I said, is citric acid good for health? And it's not a central mineral or vitamin you to include it in your diet. I mean, just saying. I like what you're saying. But when they say it may be beneficial, that's the key part, for your health. So you can protect you from forming kidney stones, as you mentioned. I had some before, had no clue what I would eat and eat at that particular time, and patient to relax the urethra if it passed. If it passes, because most people say when you pass a kidney stone, that's a feeling you never forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard the same thing.
I went back to the physician. They did a CT and X-ray of my abdomen, and they were gone. And, you know, the toughest thing, and I'm just being honest for the men that are listening, when you have these kidney stones, a funnel around so that you would, when you use urine, hoping to catch a kidney stone so that you could return it back to the, and all of that being said, I don't remember when it passed. Everything, I guess it dissolved it with the medication that they were giving me, but that's a hurting thing. I would come home from work and lay down and sleep throughout. It's just, so folks, again, what I'm basically saying, doctor's advice, Dr. Rodriguez, and I'm telling you what I've learned too, citric acid really works wonders. Imagine.
Yeah, it's a natural cholesterol buster.
And I'm glad it's round. But, you know, maybe you didn't have much of my kidney stones, and I've been around medicine all my life. So I never heard. But I did not hear much about it. And then when you kind of got away from everything, orange juice every day. You know, my family was very big in not giving. I didn't drink soda. Because when I went to school, my mom didn't buy sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of natural juice, citrus juice. So that's probably why we didn't have. You get out here in the real world, you get your choice of everything. The morning smoothie factory. You have a tendency to fall on things, but offering teas, juices, meats, jams, jellies, candy, canned goods, flavoring powders and crunchy snacks, and I think you mentioned a few of those. So it's in a lot of places that we come in contact with.
Yep.
Simply awesome. We thank you for doing what you do. You've really enlightened me. I was trying to bring on a special guest, But my guest is that's none other than Andrew Wiggum IV. Doing great things. You know, we passed the torch to him. He has, and I can't disclose at this time, but we're in the process of getting. So he may have taken a little bit of the sign from his father. That's what he calls me. When I call him, he say, hello, father. There we go. But no, I'm just saying it's, and I have a friend that's on. Encouraged him to just do a lot of things. Science is everything that we do. Science is to blink your eyes. And we need our kids, especially of color, to understand it's all about the science. You can't shoot that great job. Understand the mathematics of trajectory. See, it's they are. They may not can tell you how momentum is calculated, but they are living science in any sport of the things that they can do to run, jump, skip. It's all science. And that's why we need to make sure that our kids, especially our young African-American kids, to catch up with the world because other countries are teaching it. I'm so happy that I didn't stay away from those classes. With all kind of names and, you know, but my mother said, let them call you. But they want to call you. But you need this as far as your foundation because it's... And that's probably
math,
the best advice I've ever received.
Math, history.
Yeah, math. I got math pretty good. Look, the techniques have changed. And in reference to those who are in Dallas, to get to Fort Worth, I've gone equations a little bit up near Plano, but we eventually get to Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Worth in the New York Minute, and I've learned things from the kids that have kept me. You know, excited by math, so many different. But I tell them all that that's science as well. Being able to think rationally, think that will put you in a position, you know, to better yourself. And that's what I do when I tutor. Just try to exercise that right. It's to the world, according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning, along with Dr. Spilling, giving us that great knowledge. I see we have our good morning to you. She's doing great things. Don't forget to get your e-blast day at Texas Metro News. Send your message there and we'll get you that comes absolutely wonderful. And I did not look. And I'm going to have to go back and look at my additions to see if I had something. Andrew, I'm only saying that because she's on the line. So anything else you want to wrap up with or let us know about?
Nope, I'm good.
Well, folks, don't forget, you know, to mention that it's going to be very healthy. For us, the NFL draft up, Major League Baseball is in full swing. Only time of the year. Well, soon, football crank in the fall. We have all four majors going. Now we have three that are going, and you can find something every night as a sports enthusiast and. I am looking. So my boss Cheryl is on, and I'm just looking. I was so excited And let me tell you how good things are for you when you have your birthday. Of course, the 15th, you all hate to see because of our taxes. I was doing taxes and everything, so I pull out my driver's license, and I looked, and I noticed that my driver's license was expiring. So I got on my slipped away from me. Write some, put in your, because I panic. I actually panic. And it was actually on the 15th night. And I think it was Monday. So many things are going on, folks, and we will, you know, be able to keep you up with a lot of things. I apologize, Cheryl. I did not look, but thank you so much. I know you're on top of it. Aaron Birthday, Bessie Smith, Valencia Nash, Matt Shane, Sharonda, myself, John Ellis, and Nathaniel. I ain't able to say it. Nathaniel. With Dr. Rodriguez, as always, bring to the table for us, Mr. Price, she was in the still, but you wanted to say something else, click it a couple of times. But yesterday was a very, very great day for me with the men. It was a man cave. We talked about some issues in healthcare. Cheryl, I would like to get with you to talk about some of the issues that are going on. I always talk about when I have my patients, sometimes desires to come along, they get us to do things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. And it's just a blessing. Ladies are coming in and helping the men get their health care. So what a blessing it is. Maybe we need to have a discussion, men talk. Cheryl, I would love to get with you and we can schedule something like that where we can get people from all walks of life to talk about other issues concerning men. It was very, very informative being able to have guys talk about things. Usually it's a hush-hush. We were young. The subject matter, of course, was a little different when you were young because you felt like you had no ailments. But as we've gotten older, there are some things that we don't discuss that we need to be for our kids, our families, things of that nature. So I am grateful for Mr. Price, Ms. Childress, Mr. Hill and Ms. Chavez for thinking of me to be in a panelist. And, of course, you know I love to talk. But, again, when it's my mission to help somebody along the way, give them or inspire them to do more, then, of course, the phrase with that, then my living would not have been in vain. Until the top of the hour, thank you for a wonderful caller from overseas. You never know who's listening. Gave us some insight, perspective of what's going on in our country. And I'm just so happy for that. I'm going to check back with Mr. Price. Mr. Price, you still with me?
Yes, sir. I heard it. Everything well said. Definitely the doctor with the citrus. That information was very valuable. And the gentleman from Singapore, just thank you for this time well spent.
All right. And we wish your grandson the very best. They're in OKC. know, text me and let me know how they've done. They probably, is it like two or three games they have today?
Yeah, they have an 11 o'clock game and 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. Is it for championships or just?
Yeah, championship at 1 if they make it to that round.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we wish them the best. Wish them the best.
Thank you.
So as we come to a close, folks, we thank everyone for listening today. I've left you with a lot on the table today. We still with this gun control. I am just so taken aback over the list of shootings we've had, and most recently on yesterday in Memphis and Weirton, West Virginia. DC, we need your help. You know, you're worried about the election with your politicians, but we also need to think about more than the people that are just up on the Washington to be able to do some things. So on behalf of Cheryl Smith, I've been a part of the world according to Drew, and wherever you go and wherever you do, make sure you carry somebody along with you. And I want to leave you with this very short. I'm so that I'm from FAMU. Have a great week.